So, you see, not live. to keep our mind into Dharma, get inspired, to pure Dharma practice. To keep the mind always strongly devoted to Dharma and to receive blessings. it's very good to read life stories. The life stories, or the Mirarepa's life stories, the Lama Tsongkhapa life stories. So whatever is available in the language that understand. Those who complete the path, those who attain path, so to read their life story. it's one method to always inspire the mind, and to always have devotion, and to receive blessings, and also knows how to practice Dharma by the life story. those highly attend, those great penditors, scholars. scholar, attend to scholar, was a realization. So, when we read life story, such as Milarepa, Ramadisha, Sopadu, then we generally wish to be like that. So that is making preparation in our mental dream, sooner or later in the future, to be like that. The attraction, of the generating wish, strong wish to be like that. So that's a positive wish. So from that wish, then we become like that, having all those qualities and realizations, and able to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings. Then, while one is reading the life story, pray again and again. So usually I mention that if you're going through an art book of the Buddhas, or you see Bodhisattvas, whatever, so you put your palms together, whether it's tangas or pictures, whatever. Each time you turn page, you put palms together, and may say this, say this word. So in Tibet, when we went to Tibet this last year, so this is what we tried to do, after we offer a scarf to the in the temple, to the statues, that this is one of the prayers to dedicate. That so anyway, since I'm coming, this is mentioned. So, before you offer the scarf, then first you may charity the scarf to every hell being, every hungry ghost, every animal, every human being, every surah being, every asura anyway. Because every sentient being, you may charity the scarf first. Then you offer on their behalf. So, you're sort of like benefactor to sentient beings, So you may charity first to all sentient beings. That is, the scarf belongs to all. also that is, then you offer on their behalf to the announcer. So this way, like your manager, manager, say. Anyway, so everybody quite married in this way. Every sentence, every single insect, every single helping sentence, because there was a suffering unbelievable, most unimaginable. And every single human being in Africa or anywhere in the world, that there's no karma to hear even mantra or dharma words in their whole life. And those are living jungles or however, you know, like the people in Africa or somewhere. Anyways, anyway. So everyone, this way, everybody, if you offer the scarf on behalf of all the things, and then you offer to the deity, to the whole object, by thinking that this is all the guru, that this is all the guru, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So at least your root guru, and the most powerful, has the most powerful that you collect, most excellent merit, that's the guru. So at least, so at least, anyway, think guru. Among the whole of it, most important one, to collect, which makes you to collect the most extensive merit, object of offering. So, Guru, all the Guru Dharma Sangha, then on that you see, this is also all the ten directions. Every single statue, every single stupa, every single scripture, this everything. So there are two great advantages in this here. So by with this meditation, you offer numberless holy objects. You see, you offer the scarf. Every single holy object that exists in China, every single holy object that exists in Tibet, every single holy object that exists in Nepal, including those most precious, the stupa, very powerful force, so just fulfill your wishes, very powerful to actualize your body and prayers. Like the Bhavana, the stupa, called all-encompassing wish-filling stupa, or the Swayambhana, the stupa. The top one is built by Pema Sambhava, when Pema Sambhava came from Tibet, returned back from Tibet, after subdued all those spirits who were disturbing to build the Samhya monastery, in the first monastery in Tibet. So daytime human being built, nighttime spirit they tear down, and then so it happened so many times. Then Pema Sambhava, so one minister suggested to Pema Sambhava, manifest into deity, Heruka, Deshakundu or something, maybe there's some relationship with the high Heruka, so anyway, manifesting into this deity, and then hold the spirits, and subdued, tend their mind, and give commitment to them, to become Dharma protector. And they spirited around the Himalayan Ridge Mountains to help the Dharma practitioners to protect the teaching. So from this, then they become what Dema Juni in the 12 three spirits are not nowhere, but maybe they came to put Gaia. Maybe they came to put Gaia. So anyway, so 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 build the stupa on the top of the Swaminath mountain. See, so the actual stupa, the actual stupa, is a crystal stupa that, when Kathmandu was filled with the lake, that crystal stupa appeared from the lake. It's not made by man. It's natural. It's a transformation. See, Buddha's holy mind, Dharmakaya, manifesting the stupa. So, looking form stupa, but actually Buddha's holy mind, Dharmakaya. So that stupa is covered by earth. So it's inside the mountain. So that it makes sense why most people circumambulate the mountain. So anyway, but with this meditation, if you offer the scarf, just if it's one statue, but with this meditation, then it's offered to every single holy object in Nepal, or every single holy object in India, anywhere in the world. And, even the anybody is making tsatsa, anybody is making statue. Buddha, tsatsa. Even in the market, in any shop, there's a statue of Buddha to be sold. However, with this meditation, if you offer this statue to all the Guru Padma Sangha, all the Chandrayasha statues, to the scripture, all the holy objects you offer, then this scarf, you have offered every single that holy object that exists in any universe. Not only this universe, in other universes, you are offered from here. So with the Buddhist motivation, of course, Buddhist motivation we offer. You make charity, and then you see with Buddhist motivation, Bodhicitta motivation. And then you make charity to sentient beings, then you offer on their behalf. So that means, you see, that means you collected to the holy objects, statues, to the scriptures, even without attitude to become a dharma. Even if it's only worldly concern attaching to clinging to this life, one virtue taught, but due to power of the holy object, see, any circumvention, any protection, any offering towards the holy objects, immediately they become cause to achieve enlightenment. And by the way, cause to achieve liberation from samsara. By the way, cause to achieve all the happiness of future lives. So they all come. As it becomes cause of enlightenment, and all those things come, by the way. All those other happiness you achieve. So here, not only you collect the numberless merit by having merit charity, after that offered with this meditation, it's about thinking that one statue or one stupa, everything, all this kind of just Buddha, Guru Buddha Masanga, all the Tengdars, all of this, see, statue, stupa, then this scarf is offered to every single one of this. Numberless Buddha, numberless Dharma, Sangha, statues, stupa, scripture, everything. All the concepts that exist in all the directions, in all the universes. So, with this scarf, you created numberless cause of enlightenment. With this meditation, this one offering, scarf, whatever it is, numberless cause of enlightenment. That means same as before. Numberless cause of liberation from samsara, numberous cause of happiness in your lives. So it became most profitable practice. It became most profitable. expensive way of collecting merit. So many times, journalists put their dharmas on the statues to prosecutors. So many times, numberless cause of enlightenment is collected. So many times, numberless cause of enlightenment, not just one time, so many times. Six times or more. You see, numberless cause of enlightenment is collected. Then no question that those cause of those other habits. Then, because by thinking guru, it's offered, so you collect. You see, another advantage is because by thinking guru, you offered, so you collect the most extensive merit. So, by thinking all the guru, how many guru one has, and by thinking this all the guru, then you practice that many times the most extensive merit. So this is how we should do meditation when we make offerings. Even if it's a tiny flower, to bring offering to statue of Buddha, scripture, statue, stupid Buddha, whatever. What is extensive offering? What is one tiny flower, one rice? But you think that with this meditation you offer. It is mentioned in the sutra. I did mention also during the Kapan course. It is mentioned that by Buddha that offering one flower to the statue of Buddha or stupa, you see. It is said like this. The benefit of that, you see, how extensive benefit it has. You know, to get an idea of the benefit, how extensive benefit it has. That you get from that by offering this tiny flower or this to a stupa Buddha. So that's mentioned that so all the happiness we experienced from time of the beginning in samsara, all the samsara happiness we experienced in numberless times, time of the beginning. We include all that and all the future happiness. You see, of samsara. what experience of some past and what will be experienced in the future. All the samsara pleasure. So even that much still doesn't finish. You don't see the benefit is not finished. It is said that in the teachings, until you achieve liberation, the benefit offering this one flower to a stupid Buddha, that finished. So this means not just the liberation, not just this mere liberation. The liberation merely from samsara, not that, not the lower nirvana. because whatever, as I mentioned before, whatever offering you do to the holy objects, no question, actually, even Buddha, not that, but even statues to prescribe. The minute when you offer, immediately being cause of enlightenment. You see, immediately being cause of achieving great liberation. Non-abiding soul state, you know, great liberation. So this, until you achieve nirvana, you know, the result doesn't finish. So this, you can understand, is not the lower nirvana, it's the great nirvana, it's the great liberation. So the text, so there what the Buddha explained, internally to patterns, the benefit of the result, happiness never finishes. Include all the sums of pleasure that one has experienced numberless times, time and again, and what appears, what will we experience in the future? Enjoying the benefit of this offering, you know, this flower offering to the Buddha, you see. You see, you are enlightening, liberating numberless living beings from the oceans of samsara and suffering, and bringing them in the full enlightenment. So, all these, benefiting to a sentient being, this extensive benefit that you're doing, that you're giving to a sentient being, of course, is a result of good karma. Of course, it's a result of good karma. It has cause. Came from your merit, your good karma. So, of course, so therefore, I think even after you achieve enlightenment, still you see, enjoying the result of this one tiny flower, maybe offering to the heavenly offering to stupa, or the statue, or stupa, or scriptures, whatever. Okay. So it's unbelievable. just one, you see, one rice, one tiny flower, offering stupa, or scripture, or stupa, stupa Buddha. The result, the benefit, the result, the happiness is a limitless sky, limitless sky, limitless sky. It's unimaginable, beyond our concept, beyond our understanding. It's beyond our imagination. In the country, there's a section of Buddha talking about the benefits of all. I don't remember now. There's four words: unconceivable, unfathomable, unimaginable. There's an express like that. And that is due to why it has such a limitless status of benefit, you know, that it has one tiny offering, one rice, or one tiny flower, statue, or stupa. Why it's such a limitless scarce of benefit, you know, result happen, is because it is a power of Buddha, you know, because Buddha has inconceivable qualities. Buddha has inconceivable qualities. So therefore, when you do one prostration, even putting palms together like this, you put that Buddha. Right. Second population. Even one circumambulation, why it is, very scarce, it's because Buddha's power, Buddha has inconceivable qualities. And Buddha, what caused Buddha to achieve all this power, inconceivable qualities, is derived by the compassion that generated towards the sentient beings, even before becoming Bodhisattva, you know, even before entering the Mahayana path, in the great compassion that generated towards the sentient beings. So that compassion persuaded, you see. Their compassion persuaded. Trees of all these qualities. Luminous qualities of the Holy Body, of the Spirit of Mind. So Egypt obtained all these qualities and created the cause, for so many eons, collected merit to Egypt, these qualities. It's for us, sentient beings. But it is for us, sentient beings, to benefit us, sentient beings. You see, from the very beginning, generating compassion to us, sentient beings, starting from there. So, it's all for us, sentient beings. To save us from the sufferings and to bring us from happiness to happiness to enlightenment. So therefore kindness of Buddha to us and kindness of the Buddha trained the mind in the compassion for so many lifetimes, completed mind training in the compassion. Eons for us and to achieve the two kinds of Dhamma Kaya. Collect merit of wisdom, merit of virtue, to achieve Dhamma Kaya Rupakaya. Here we include not only yourself, even though the prayers just says only one cell, but normally when we do dedication, always we should include sentient beings. Always, you know, when we do dedication, always we should include everyone as much as possible. So, by this, our merit is, may I and all sentient beings achieve by the holy body. So we dedicate merit. Then after that, may I become only, may I and all sentient beings become only like you. Glorified Guru. So, see, here's the mental, here the way where you understand, where you think it's one is. So, the offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So, even names of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, by looking at it, one, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, may I know something mean? Did all the three time it is created by me by this in the offering sky. May I know something being become only like the glorified holy body. Lifespan in the pure land and like your holy name. For example, if you recite Lama Toma Chumden De Tijin Shabata Chama Toma Zuz Bajo Shagatu Vala Chasaro, if you recite one time, it is power to purify 80,000 eons of that karma. In some text, it mentioned even much more than that. So the name has that much power to purify. Just by reciting one time, there is power to purify something as karma, the 80,000 eons need karma. So that. So, for example, generating the name, for compassion, that's uplifted by name, just by thinking, by saying, or by remembering, immediately say, we are saved from the lower realm of sufferings. And plant seed of enlightenment, you know, immediately save from whatever problem you are experiencing, and plant seed of the path, plant seed of the path to liberation and enlightenment. Sooner or later, then one is able to be liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering, so that even hearing name, you know, generously has an incredible benefit. To our mind. So, because it can create purification. That is why I mentioned name, holy name is like that. And offering the sky, this is, White Lotus Sutra by Makarato. Somebody mentioned that, you know, offering sky, offering dress to the holy objects. Offering dress to the holy objects. See, the statue, stupa, scriptures. So, same offering scar. Is a cause of great success. Is a cause of great success. Offering scar. Offering the dress to the holy objects. That's what it mentioned there. I don't remember. You know, the word by word, but that's the meaning of what is mentioned there. I think White Lotus Sutra, the Sutra of Genesis 6. Taji Uwa Pulchena, Tanam Chobu to work with someone that mentioned. So it's very, so they have, say, the Tibetan tradition. Offering scars, very lucky. This is very fortunate, this tradition to offer scars, whereas other doesn't happen. You see, the Tibetan tradition of offering scars is very means of collecting, you know, so much merit. You know, all your wishes get fulfilled. So what I was saying before. So what I was trying to say before. like a book that has many pictures, put some tangles. So you turn and put them palm together. So I recite this prayer. May I become one of my, you know, that prayer, see. Or at least may I be like you, say. may I become like you, too, say. It's possible to offer extensive benefit to all some things. So at least it's possible to have a prayer. Put palms like this, prostrate, and practice that. So, so as soon as you put palm together like this, to a picture of Buddha, so immediately you create cause to receive perfect body, beautiful body, perfect body. Next slide. And then perfect surrounding to have perfect surrounding people so that they do according to your wishes. So this way all your wishes, you know, to practice Dharma, to benefit others and things, can succeed. So by having perfect surrounding people, then next one is able to live in pure morality. That's another foundation of realizations. Without that, you can't really achieve and complete the realization path to liberation. Realization of the path of enlightenment, no question. So that's the foundation. Without pure morality, you cannot achieve Shine Kama Abiding. So that seems the main, most important one. How quickly you can achieve Shine Kama Abiding depends on how pure you ever live, pure in the morality. then if you Shine, that the great insight, you know, that becomes foundation to each iron part. Then able to seize the gross subtle, able to seize the defilements with wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. As you proceed the present part of meditation, then one achieves a sorrowful state. By achieving great insight, samadhi combined, you know, the karma abiding and the great insight. So said, by having generated bodhicitta, entered mind path, then having achieved this as we achieve the path of merit, you know, small, middle, great, so when you achieve that, then you achieve the path of preparatory then by achieving achieving the exalted part of Arya part. you cease the disturbing thought obscurations, then also the subtle obscuration to the knowledge, to the understanding. when this subtle negative imprint, subtle obscurations ceased completely, and then that time there's nothing more to purify, there's nothing more to or realization to achieve it, so complete it. So that's the full enlightenment that it achieved. So pure morality, so this cause to achieve third one, pure morality, to able to live pure morality. And next one, the devotion. Again, devotion is also foundation for all the realization of power to liberate enlightenment. The breath, heart. That to lead to the leader of certain things. To do activities, to do activities for many sentient beings in among them, as a brave heart, having courage. Then, next, one gets born, a human realm, or deva realm. Then, next benefit, one will achieve iron path. So by achieving less veil, the iron part of the less veil iron part, the exalted part, the normal learning that we do, then one is able to say, to overcome the cycle of death and rebirth, old age, sickness, all the suffering of samsara. By achieving the bodhisattva Aryan path, the rising path, that we have completely abandoned completely free from the suffering of samsara, the death, rebirth, old age, sicknesses, all these things. when you achieve Aryan path of tantra, especially the clear light of meaning, then you are totally free from a cycle of death and rebirth, old age, sicknesses, all that. So, number, just by putting palms together to rest, the picture of Buddha or statue of Buddha, stupa, end of this world, just, number seven is a cause to achieve iron, exalted path, iron path, iron path. Then, number eight, enlightenment, so you create by putting palms together to a holy object, a clear cause of enlightenment. So, in one picture, there, one tongue of, in one picture, there's so many Buddhas there, so you prostrate like this to all of them. So, how many pictures of Buddha there, in one photo, one tongue of. So, that many. Like Guru Puja merit filled, a picture of Guru Puja merit filled. So the minute when you prostrate, the minute when you put palms together, to all those merit filled pictures, there's so many pictures of Mary killed in one same picture. So you put the palms together, draws all of them. So how many Buddha was there in that one photo? See, so that many. It is thousand. Then you create it immediately. You see, this 8 benefits 1,000 times. You received 8 benefits 1,000 times. See, sort of that. So when you finish the book, you see, so this 8 benefits so many times. Maybe, say, I mean, you created so many times, you see, 8 benefits, you see. So many costs. However, so many costs were not even created at the time you finish. So, like that similar, so when we go over pilgrimage, or in the Gomba of the center, or your own shrine room, say. So, so when we go to see temples, in Zen temple there's nothing. In Zen temple it's empty. And there's no. I'm not sure. I don't remember whether it's a Buddha or not. Actually, I don't remember. That's the style. You know, nothing. You know, floor and windows and ceilings. Because ideas meditation is to stop, you see, thinking. However, so when we go to pilgrimage, go to see temples like that, so there are many paintings of Buddha. For example, the Tibetan monasteries, there's so many paintings of Buddha on the wall. That's the, see, to collect so much merit and to collect so much merit and to benefit a person. So many Buddhas painted, you see, statues. So anyway, so you put palms together. So you see, you prostrate in the mind, you think I'm prostrating together to all the holidays. This, you know, as you're looking at, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm prostrating. Not all the conscious. So go see prostrate that ground. So painters put the statue. There can be, say, so many millions, thousands, millions. So within that minute you turn around, you put palms together, you see, prostrate. So within that minute, you see, you created these 8 benefits so many times, thousand times. It made big differences, the life, to your life, before you came inside this temple, inside the temple, and after you come out of the temple. It made a huge difference to your life, with all this merit, with all this cause of enlightenment, you see. So this came because I was mentioning the importance of reading life story. the Lineage Lama, so Lamprim, perhaps, you see. those who create yogis who complete path. Okay. Anyway, present ones, you know, the ancient ones, however, those who accomplish path to read. So one comes to know how to practice Dharma. It's one way of subduing the mind. See, this very concrete, see, concept of the heavy mind to soften, like cotton, get softened, so that then only the realizations can come.